Welcome to Spring the Beacon with Ryan Rieger.
Today we play Lego, and Daddy helps the other guys stay home and play Lego.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Streams of Income radio show. I'm your host, Ryan Rieger. Today we're chatting with my good friend, Dr. David Powers. He is doing some really cool things. He's making approximately an average $5,000 a month doing user-generated content. So what is that? These are videos that he films, like selfie type videos that he films, and people pay him to do commercials for them. So like if you're a brand owner, you have a product. He's a big burly guy with a beard and just has a unique look to him. And so he takes advantage of that and is doing really, really well with these videos. Now, even if you're just a normal person like me, he said there's a hole in the market for people like us who are normal that we could post videos for these brands and get paid for them. And so even he said people are these brands are looking for people that have unique looks, unique locations, or even just normal folks like us. So if this interests you at all, he's got a workshop coming up on Tuesday, March the 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern. Go to ugcvideoworks.com. That's ugcvideoworks.com. And he's going to show how he does this. But essentially, he's got Fiverr gigs set up where he will do videos for folks, for brand owners, for people. He's got shower videos. He does. It sounds crazy. Waist up only, obviously. But like, let's say that I want to, send a funny video to my mom, a happy birthday video. I can pay him to create that. And he'll do a funny video in the shower to my mom and send it to me so I can give it to her on her birthday. But it's just such a unique way to make money online. Average of $5,000 a month doing this. And this is a side hustle for him. It's not even his main thing. So fun. What a cool way to make money. So if you're somebody that might be good on camera or you know somebody, have them check out this episode and get into his workshop. Here's my interview with David. All right, David, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back.
Absolutely. Always good to see you, man. So our last episode, we talked about our good friend, Dan Miller. This episode, we are talking about some really cool things that you are doing. But let's give me an update of where you are in your business since the first time we talked, which I don't even remember when that episode was. But we told your story in that one. But as entrepreneurs, we always got our hands in a million different things. And I imagine your business has changed a little bit since our first episode. So tell me about what you're working on.
Yeah, it's been a pleasant surprise. I mean, I've still got all the other businesses and side hustles going, but one of my side hustles accidentally took off. And so it's gotten me more busy than normal, but that's always a pleasant problem.
Yes.
And so the UGC videos, the user-generated content, I did that as a side hustle, and it's really taken off. I mean, I was doing that the entire morning before this call.
Wow.
I actually had to wrap that up.
Okay, so tell me, like, when I saw that you created a website that you're doing a workshop for this, but what in the heck is user-generated content?
So UGC's user-generated content is probably like 90% of the ads you see on social media.
Okay.
Everything from YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, all those ads that look like they're selfie-generated ads, like a customer, okay, almost like a customer testimonial.
Uh-huh.
That's a UGC, and it's become probably the most popular way to do ads on social media now because it comes across as a testimonial and not as a commercial.
Okay, and does that mean like if I let's say I have a food company, are you saying user-generated mean my customers are the one creating those videos, or I might hire somebody like you to do the videos, or I could even do the videos myself as the owner, or what makes it user-generated, or who's the user?
So kind of all three of what you just said, but more often than not, they're paying people like me. I guess you'd call me a micro-influencer. Okay. I mean, I'm not like The Rock, you know, with millions of followers, but I've got a decent amount. But I'm very recognizable. I mean, with the shiny head and the red beard. And I've got a big blue-collar thing going on, blue-collar look. And so they'll hire me to pretend like I'm a customer.
Okay.
And it's not totally fake, like a TV commercial. I mean, they actually send me the products. I try them out. I use them. And sometimes I send them back videos of me destroying their products. And I had a guy send me a fire safe the other day. And he said, I want you to put some fake Monopoly money in this thing, set it on fire, and film a video telling the customers about it.
Oh my gosh.
So I set it on fire, and the video I sent back to him, that thing melted. I'd actually put one of my books in there, too, because I thought, you know, it'd be a good commercial for me for my book to come out of this fire safe. And it came out in ashes.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's not what he was looking for, was he?
No, no. But it did help him decide, you know what? I don't want to order these products and sell them.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay, so you're having, tell me how you even got started down this road.
Oh, that's the fun part. An old house I lived in, I had this huge shower. I mean, you could fit 10 people in there. Not that you'd want to fit 10 people in your shower because that's gross. But it was just big, and I thought, you know, this is like a camera studio in here. The audio is good. I'm going to hop on Fiverr, and this is the early days of Fiverr when it was only $5. And I'm going to film shower videos from the waist up, of course,
and
just telling people happy birthday. And more often than not, people would order videos telling their mom happy birthday from this big burly guy in the shower.
That's hilarious.
I sold a bunch of those. And so, you know, we're talking 5 seconds for $5. I mean, and I'm taking a shower anyway, most days.
You have to have make sure your phone's waterproof.
Yeah, I got to wash the beard out. So I have to take a shower anyway. And it just took off from there. People liked my look so much that I still do the shower videos and charge a lot more for them now because water's expensive. But, I mean, most of my videos now aren't shower videos. They just like the look, and they said, hey, can you also do this? And so now I do it all.
Mm. Okay, so you saw it on Fiverr. You started selling on Fiverr, $5 for 5 seconds. And people would send you like, hey, my mom's birthday's coming up on the 20th. Tell her the happy birthday, and you would record that video. I'd pay you $5, and you'd send me back the video to send to my mom.
Yeah, that was it. Great. That's how this whole thing started.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then where did it go from there?
Well, back then on a good day, I might have 3 videos. You know, and like I say, it's enough to pay for a drink at Starbucks.
Yeah.
From there, it kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And now I don't even advertise the shower videos, but people ask for that sometimes. And now I'm having $1,000 days of just doing video products. I mean, where it used to be $5, I did one earlier today for an art course. And $250 is about 10 minutes. 10 minutes of work talking about these art books. And they're pretty cool.
Okay.
And see, that's the great thing is I've got it sitting beside me. It's this whole set, this 21-day art curriculum.
Uh-huh.
And I keep all the product also. So we're talking a $500 course with these hardback books.
Would probably be into that.
That's the new homeschool course that we're starting next week.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So how are these people even finding you?
It's excuse me. It's all on Fiverr.
Okay.
Fiverr. And I've branched out a little bit to Backstage. Backstage is a website where you can actually get acting gigs in big movie production, indie movies, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so I've branched out. And now that I've branched out, I charge a lot more. Because it's that thing where the more well-known you get, the more you charge.
Yeah.
And, and as the days have gone since the old shower days, my time's become a little more valuable.
Yeah. That's crazy. You're having $1,000 days from doing these videos?
Yeah, plus the product. That's not even including a couple grand in product that I keep.
Wow. What are some of the product? Are you allowed to share some of the products maybe without?
I got a whole box behind me just in case you ask me to show you some stuff.
I'm sure. Yeah, go ahead. I'd be curious.
So I've got this art course.
We'll just describe what it is.
This is an art course. And like I said, these hardback books. And it's all how to do digital art.
Okay.
And so there are 6 of these. And these retail on their website for $69.95 a piece. And so there's that. I've got, let's see. Oh, I did this one earlier. This is a head shaver.
Oh, wow.
So there's ads for these all over Instagram. It's like you hold it in your palm and shave your head.
Yeah.
And you don't have that problem yet, but I got to keep it shiny. And I have probably done commercials for about 10 different brands of those.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And that's the crazy thing is their market is so huge. I can advertise different brands and they don't even conflict.
Wow.
Let's see. Oh, this right here. These are actually samples of I mean, the nice way to put it, male enhancement medications.
Okay.
And so they send me real samples to hold up in the video, and I just hold on to them.
Are you sure? So all these kids. Products, like the art books, for example, are you into art yourself personally?
No.
Okay,
but
so how do you create a 10-minute video about something that you may not even care about? Because obviously, they're like the head shaver, that's something you might actually use. Yeah. Male enhancement, maybe you might actually use that. But art books, it's like, like I don't know that I don't have no interest in this. So how can you create a good video for them, feel like you're giving them good value for the $250 they're spending when you have no interest in that product or may not even know anything about art?
Yeah, it's actually easier than you think. I mean, I like doing acting. I'm such a huge introvert that when I get in front of a camera, though, that's when I come out.
Okay.
It's around people that I'm an introvert. Mm. And so they send me a script. And they like me so much, since I've gotten well known now, I've gotten a reputation, they send me a script and they always say, modify it as needed. Just give us you. So insert you into the script. And so sometimes I'll add personal elements. Like I added some stuff about homeschooling the kids with these books.
Okay.
And I'm a military veteran also. And, I've got stuff behind me on the wall and a lot of them ask me to do that. Like mention my time in the military. Like, I'm actually a disabled veteran. I've got a lot of hearing loss, just too many explosions near me and all that. Mm. And so I've done a lot of ads for hearing aid companies.
Okay.
And so it's a legit thing I can talk about is hearing loss from time in the military.
Yeah.
And so it's weird how a lot of these products I don't even use, but with a little bit of scripting and talking points from them, it's easy to put together an ad and be an actor for a minute.
How much time does it take you? You said 10 minutes, but did you have to do any prep for those art books? Did you have to look at them a long time, read some of it before you feel like you could do a good job?
That one the kids were interested in, so we did look at. But like the breakdown for a typical video is I get the order. They send me a script. I upload the script to a teleprompter app.
Okay.
And then I film. And so we're talking, 2 minutes prep time, two minutes filming.
Crazy. Oh my gosh.
So easy.
Wow. So many questions. So do you feel like, obviously you have a very unique look that people might be looking for, but I feel like I'm just a regular dude. I don't know if there's anything special about the way I look that might stand out like you do. How do you feel like, let's say I'm interested in this, what would make somebody feel like, how can they, not that I'm trying to compete with you, but obviously you're special in this area, sounds like, and people are looking for your look. And so how would somebody like me be successful with this?
So that's the neat thing. And that's one of the reasons I'm not worried about doing this workshop and creating my competition is because not many people look just like me. Even the bald bearded guys don't look like me.
Yeah.
And so you advertise your gig based on you. And so I'm just taking your terminology. You said normal guy. And that's how you could advertise. Normal guy, certain age span. I usually go like 35 to 50. I'm 49, but I can look, in that age range.
Yeah.
And so I may advertise blue collar, but anybody could do it. I mean, you could have somebody advertise normal 60-something woman.
Okay.
And there are going to be, if that's the demographic they're shooting for, that's who they want for the ad. And so if this art group right now, they were shooting for a military retiree with kids. And so I fit that perfect.
So it's all about the keyword, putting that keywords in there, military in there.
That's good. I mean, so if they're wanting to do a demographic looking for retirement age women, I mean, they're going to hire women that may think they look perfectly normal. Why would they want me on camera? But that's why they want you on camera.
Yeah, that's so good. Do you feel like it's the way you do the videos? Obviously, you say you come out on camera and you're introvert in person, but on camera, you feel like an extrovert. Do you feel like that's a big part of it too? Or is it more, how much of it do you think is your look versus they've watched your past videos? Like, wow, he's awesome. He's good on camera.
I would say the majority of it's he's awesome. And not because I'm just so humble, but I even advertise sometimes they'll say, I want you to be yourself. And so I'll send a message back. Like, do you want really crazy or a little bit crazy? And so, I mean, sometimes they'll ask me to put the kilt on and go outside and do a Viking thing. And
oh my gosh.
The great thing is anytime they ask for more, it's more money. I upcharge for outside in the woods.
Really?
If it involves guns. I mean,
yes.
I do a lot of work for tactical companies where, because I live on a property where I can walk out the front door and just fire a gun in the front yard and don't, not worry about it. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that ability. And so these tactical companies come to me and say, hey, we want you to use our holster. We're going to send it to you. I just want video of you drawing a weapon from the holster and firing a couple times.
Wow. Man, do you ever have to do several takes? Like, here's a crazy one and here's a normal one and pick which one? So you kind of over-deliver a little bit?
I always over-deliver. What I do is I'll send them my bloopers because I don't always get it right. I'll send them bloopers. Sometimes, like let's say the gun example, I'll just shoot B-roll of me walking out the front door and stuff. And that way, if they want to edit in the B-roll, I mean, if they're asking for a 30-second video, they usually get 3 or 4 minutes from me.
That's good. Man, this is so fascinating. What's you said you had some $1,000 days. What's a normal month look like for you? Can you say, I'm curious, like.
Yeah, I would say this is probably a. It's about a $5,000 a month side hustle.
Dang, that's incredible. Which,
that's not bad. That's not bad at all. That's an income there.
Wow. Yep. Jeez. Do you feel like if you had to quit all the other things you were doing, like, do you feel like this could go, where do you think the ceiling is for you for this type of business?
Time is the only ceiling. I'll be honest with you. If I wanted to quit all my other stuff, which I don't, I'm a serial multipreneur. Right. But if I wanted to quit all my other stuff and only did this, I could do this 8 hours a day. And I mean, sky's the limit because I enjoy acting too. So, I mean, from this, I can actually parlay this into other streams of income.
Yeah.
And use the videos to get acting roles in movies, things like that.
Yeah. Man. This is fascinating. So if you worked 8 hours, I mean, so 8 hour days, that's a lot of shooting. Like, you're doing $5,000 a month, and how many hours do you think you're working on it?
Today I work 2 hours, and the way the orders come in on Fiverr, I may work a couple more hours Friday if some shipments come in.
Okay.
And man, my UPS lady, she's always like, "What's this? What are you filming with this?" Because when she rolls up, I usually talk to her if I'm not outside shooting guns. I'll usually talk to her and I'll be like, "Hey, it's a new pair of tennis shoes that they want me to film with." She's always curious about that.
So you, I don't just send you something. I would do an order first and then send you the product after I've already paid you through Fiverr.
Yeah. I'll talk to them. They send me a script and I'll send a quote back.
Oh, got it.
And then I give them my address and everything.
That's crazy. Are there some that you reject?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There was an adult shop in Hawaii that wanted me to do some videos for them with adult things, and it's like, no. Nah, I actually told him, I said, I don't think if my pastor came across this, he would be too happy. like even the male enhancement stuff, and I've done a lot of because of my look and my age, a lot of erectile dysfunction medications. I've done commercials for, and I always do them from the angle of a married guy,
not an
older single guy hitting the clubs. I only do things that – now, here's the crazy thing, though. If I get a lot of people, even my VA in the Philippines came back to me and said, "Hey, I saw one of your ads on Instagram over here."
No way.
And so those are normal ads. But if I get people saying, "Hey, I saw your erectile dysfunction ad on my phone," I'm going to know it's because of things they were searching up.
Oh,
because those
yes.
algorithms are not pulling that up unless.
Right? That's hilarious. How many times have you seen your own ads?
Oh, all the time. I just saw one earlier. It's for a soap company, and I sent a clip of it to my VA so she could pull the ad off of Facebook, and I'll republish the ad.
Wow. My goodness.
Yeah, I use it for a reel to get more gigs.
Does it make sense at all for you to have your own website where people can go directly to book with you, or do you think Fiverr is the best place? I mean, obviously, that's where the eyeballs are.
Fiverr's the best place, and they take a little commission.
Sure.
But it's minuscule, and they've got so many eyes on that webpage that there's just no need for me to put the extra work in. Now, if I went full time, I would.
Okay.
It would definitely be worth it if I went full time.
Yeah. So where would somebody, obviously they just need to take, if this is intriguing to you guys, just take his workshop, which starts just in a few days from the date this is released. But like, where do people start?
Go on Fiverr and start scanning some of those gigs. Because I've seen some other ones on there.
What do you search for? And if I wanted to search on Fiverr, where would we find you and other people like you that do these videos?
Just pop in UGC, just the letters UGC video.
Okay.
And that's going to pull up me. And you know, what you'll see on there, there's a lot of young women, like college age, 20s, early 30s.
So that might actually be good for a guy like me. Like if I wanted to earn some extra money, like there's a void in the
exactly.
market.
And to be perfectly honest with you, a lot of the ones I've seen, they're like me, or they're pretty skinny young women. Mm-hmm. There aren't that many just perfectly normal guys. And so, you know, if you went on there like kind of business casual attire, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And just normal guy, UGC videos.
Interesting. Do they ever have like you have kids? So can kids do these types of videos because they're small and cute, or is there issues with that?
No, there aren't. It's up to me as the filmer. Some of the contracts I do, they make me sign a waiver saying that I approve my kids to be in it.
Okay.
But that's a great upsell because any of the videos I sell are just for me only. And so if I have to wrangle the kids, I usually double the price.
Yeah.
And the
do
kids
you think you
mind.
Could build a business? Let's say somebody's saying, you know what? I'm not interested in this myself, but my son or daughter, they love to act and they're cute and they're little. So do you think that's something they could go through your workshop and with the kids in mind and being the kids are the ones doing the videos?
That would be amazing because acting in model shoots, it's a big scam area. You know, you'll see these seminars at a hotel somewhere where it's like, we'll get your kid in the movies for, you know, only $15,000.
Okay.
And so this would be a great way to get a kid used to reading a script. Memorizing some stuff, starting a side hustle. I mean, as the parent, I wouldn't give my kids all the money. I'd put some of it in their college fund or something.
How old do you think a kid has to be to be able to do this well? And serious enough that you're going to start getting some people that I'll send product for this kid to be able to, you know, be on the camera.
Any age, it's the same as far as demographics go. Like, let's say, I did one a long time ago that was a walking trainer. It was like a harness that the adult wears and the kid sits in this little harness down low and it kind of, it's a walker. Yeah. And so I had my kids in videos when they were under one. Mm. And so you could start them that early. I mean, how many famous actors were in cereal commercials and stuff when they were tiny?
Yeah.
But no, to be realistic though, with kids reading scripts and stuff, I would say as long as they can read 6, 7, a little bit older.
Okay.
But you'll have companies sending them toys and stuff that they want to sell, you know, or coloring books. I mean, apps.
What about Callan? Because like, he's not quite, I mean, he's starting to read really well now. I mean, a little bit. I mean, he's on his school, he's level D. I don't know if that means anything to anybody else, but I don't know if he'd be able to read a script. He'd have to have a lot of coaching, but it might be fun to try because he's definitely out there. He's the ham wherever he goes. He loves being on camera. So I don't know.
Oh, man, especially if we could get people sending him Legos.
There we go. Save me a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what other what questions am I not asking? What questions do you, because obviously you talk to a lot of people that are like, holy cow, that's so cool that you're doing that. What questions are they asking that you are
equipment. A lot of people ask about equipment. Am I going to have to invest in some stuff? And no, I mean, we've all got smartphones. They wouldn't be watching or listening to this right now if they didn't have a smartphone. Yeah. And that's all I film on.
You just use iPhone.
Yeah. Except I'm an Android guy. You can't accuse me of being an Apple guy.
But you can just use your camera, your phone.
Yep. Yeah, the most equipment I have bought is I've got a tripod and it's $20 on Amazon.
Okay.
And some of the videos I have to demonstrate. Most of the videos are selfie. That's what they want is selfie.
Do you
style.
Have to have a microphone or anything, or you just use the microphone for your phone?
That's the great thing about UGCs is it's supposed to seem very raw and unedited.
That's awesome.
Nope.
That's crazy. How do you do the shower videos? Do you have something in your shower that holds the phone up?
I do. Most of the shower videos I still do with selfie style, but I've got a little mount stuck on the wall in my shower now. So when I need to, sometimes they'll ask me to suds my head up with some.
Yeah.
I do a lot of soap commercials. And so they want the soapy beard and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's I've got a lot of tattoos under the shirt, and so some of them ask me to. I mean, I book some of the videos just based on having tattoos. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I used to do some alternative modeling, and so alternative models are the tattoos, beards, body modifications. I mean, I don't get into that, but just anything weird for modeling. And so I've kind of just parlayed that into, you know, tattoos, beards, whatever.
I love it. And I imagine, like, if I was looking for UGC and I type in tattoo, you may come up because I imagine you have that keyword in your listing.
Yep.
That's incredible. So yours is all quote based at this point, to where if I want to send you a product, we have to have a conversation.
I've got on Fiverr, they have gigs set up, is what they call them. Mm-hmm. And so I've got three different levels of gigs. Mm-hmm. And that's the easiest way, but most people come to me wanting special stuff.
Okay.
Outside the gigs, because there's not a lot of modification in the basic gigs.
Yeah.
And so I've got them on there for $30, $50, and $100.
Okay.
But most orders that come to me are over $100 because...
What's your average order value? Know,
I'd say about $150.
That's awesome.
Yeah, $150 for under 10 minutes of work, including all the prep time and the messaging and everything.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so dollars per hour, that's not too bad.
That's not bad at all. How much does Fiverr take?
On a, let's see, $150 order, I think they may take around 10. It's usually a little less than 10% as the dollars get up.
Yeah.
But that's worth it to me. Other people might not want to do that. But if you're having to get started, though, you've got to go to Fiverr. That's pretty much the best way.
That's the place to go. Wow. All right. What other questions do people ask you? I'm just trying to think, is from somebody who's like, wow, this is so cool. I want to know more. We covered the equipment, how to get started. Fiverr's the platform.
Location. Mm. Most people might be worried about, like, do I have to go to weird places, or am I always going to have to go to the mall? So I'm in front of a store or something. Mm-hmm. The majority of my videos I shoot right here in my home office.
Okay.
And, or in my kitchen, a surprising amount of kitchen videos.
Wow.
And let's see, today I was outside in the driveway shooting one in front of my car for an auto broker. Mm. And so he wanted a picture of my truck in the background. And the great thing is, and bear in mind, I'm not an accountant, but there are certain tax benefits to using more of your home and like my vehicle as a prop.
Yes.
And one of these days when I rebuild this old farmhouse, I'm going to build a huge, monstrous, fancy shower. And I'm going to deduct it all.
Oh,
it's okay, a filming location.
That excites me. Okay, so let's dive into that. I know you're not an accountant, so let's not hold you responsible for anybody that uses this advice. But so let's say that you you do start doing more videos in front of your truck, and you're like, you know what, I think it's time for a brand new truck. Can you write, does it have to be, do you, from what you understand, if you buy a new truck for this business, does it have to be only, like, the only way you can use this is for props, like you actually couldn't drive it? Or what's your understanding of the tax law that you know, how much could you deduct?
It, for me what I do is I rent the truck to my business for the day.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
For a shoot. Yeah. And so that way I don't want my LLC to own my truck for different reasons.
So you own it personally, and so you just come up with whatever is a fair rental rate. And your business pays you personally for that rent?
Yep. And it's easy to establish a rental rate because all I've got to do is get on a rental car website and, you know,
the way to do it.
Dodge Ram cost to rent for the day.
Yes. Okay. What if
as far as the studio, I mean, if you built a big studio to do podcasting, that's your business. It's all tax deductible.
That whole thing could be written off. Yes.
Right. So if I'm building a big shower
that's only for business, that square footage can be written off. As far as like any mortgage payments, utilities, any of that stuff, percentage wise of your whole house. Like if your
business use of the home, I mean,
yes, absolutely. Okay. That makes sense. What if we're talking about Legos? What if you started doing Lego videos, or your kid did, and you bought Legos for the purpose of them doing demo videos? Would you buy the Lego out of the business and call that an expense? Because, you know, on the outside of the videos, he's also going to be playing with it personally.
Yeah. No, I would because, I mean, you bought them strictly for the purpose of.
Yeah.
And so afterwards, I mean, whether you give them to somebody or resell the Legos on eBay or whatever, and we both know Legos aren't cheap.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. This is so cool.
Yeah. And I will tell you one other piece of equipment, totally tax deductible, that I did buy because I got so many requests, was a green screen.
Okay, yes.
Because there's a lot of apps where I'll do the video, and let's say we're seeing me doing the video right now. Behind me, they want something clear because they're showing the app behind me. And so I'll actually do my head in the corner, and the app is. And so I bought a green screen. I just hang it on the wall in the office here. And, you know, my wife actually bought that for $3 at an Amazon bin store. So
yeah,
easy enough.
Wow. That's amazing. This is fascinating. So many ways to make money online. It's crazy.
You're thinking about doing it, aren't you?
Well, I mean, not for me personally, probably, but I really would be interested to see if Callan would be interested in this.
Yeah.
Because he loves the camera. He loves making videos. And for a way for it to be monetized, that sounds cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a neat way. I mean, even if the way I do things with my kids, I want to expose them to so many different things. Mm-hmm. And so if it doesn't become a career or they just lose interest, that's fine. But yeah. I've exposed them to the idea that there are so many opportunities out there.
Yeah. Crazy. What other questions do people ask you when they hear what you're doing?
Let's see. I mean, we've covered the location, the product. You keep it all. In the beginning, companies would say, we want you to ship this back to us when you're done. And I just flat out, because I didn't want to mess with that. That ate into my time. I don't want to drive to the post office.
No.
And so I was like, no. If you send me the product, I use it in the video, I am keeping it. It's mine to do with.
Yeah.
I've got repeat customers, though. And so some of the products, awesome. I give a lot of it away. The soap and stuff, I use it. It's a consumable. But there's a brand of kitchen knives, and I've got several grand worth of kitchen knives in my office here that I use for commercials repeatedly for the same company.
Wow. Would it be against any terms for you to go onto eBay and sell those?
No, not at all. And to be honest with you, they do these kitchen knife sets. And so anytime they change the outside packaging, they send me a new set.
What?
And there are so many people in my family that have gotten fancy kitchen knives for Christmas.
That's awesome. That's a huge added benefit. My goodness.
You know, the great thing for me, it's stuff I wouldn't have bought on my own.
Yeah.
And I keep track of that too, because on average, I make 3 times the amount of the video in product. Wow. And so if I'm doing a $100 video, like a while back, I did a coat. It was a self-heating coat. You actually plugged a battery pack into it and it heated up.
Okay.
And we're talking about a $350 coat, and they paid me $100 to do a video just wearing the coat outside.
That's
just awesome. Looking cool.
Wow. So here's a clear distinction is you said you're a micro influencer. So people aren't necessarily, they're not requiring you to post this on your own social media. They're not asking you to do these videos because you have a massive audience on your own. They're taking they're buying the video so they can put it out on their social media, correct?
Yep. They're putting them out of social media ads. I offer that as an upsell. They'll send me the finished video afterward, I'll be happy to repost it. To be honest with you, I offer it as an upsell. If they don't buy it, I still offer to do it though, because I don't do any editing. So I want them to send me the edited version. And then I repost that on my accounts for free anyway, because it works as a reel for getting more gigs.
Sure, absolutely does.
There's a good question.
Is that under your Rugged Dad account, or is it a different?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Go ahead.
There's another question people are afraid of is, do I need to learn to do video editing? And no, I don't do. Matter of fact, it's in my Fiverr gig, the description that says I do not do any editing. I send raw footage only.
Wow, that makes it easier. Would you get a whole lot more gigs, or would you think it would make a difference if you actually did do the editing or had a VA do that for you?
If you know how to do that or don't mind learning how to do that, you can increase the amount of money per gig.
Okay.
But the way I see it is, I mean, I wouldn't mind learning video editing because I can use that on my own stuff.
Sure.
But it's every time you do more to the video, you give more opportunity for them asking for a change,
right?
A revision.
And you know, you're not even exactly sure what they're looking for potentially. They want 30 seconds, but it may be a different cut for them. Or
yeah. I mean, the unedited stuff, the raw footage, it's easy. They just say, you know, walk outside wearing this coat and look really happy or whatever. And that's easy to do. But when you get into the editing, there's so many minuscule things that I would rather just make less money per gig and let them handle that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you mentioned that you see a lot of young girls and then just guys that like you that have something, a unique look about them, but not a lot of normal folks, right?
Right.
So there's a hole, at least in your opinion, a hole in the market there.
Yeah, I mean it's like any business. The more you niche it down, the more you can charge, the more you specialize. I mean, there's even I'll get questions sometimes because a lot of them see my videos and they don't see my whole body, and so they see the veteran thing, and I'll get questions like, do you have a fake limb? Like they're looking for people that do. I mean, so if there's the way I really love this is I used to be really self-conscious growing up. And now I'm monetizing the things I was self-conscious about.
Oh, that's
The
so
thin
good.
hair, the rosy cheeks. I mean, all these things that as a kid I got made fun of, these are the things now that are part of my niche. Like a young Santa Claus with the rosy cheeks and everything.
I love that you just said that. Monetize the things that I've been self-conscious about. You got to find the kids that are that picked on you at school for that and send them these videos and say, you should join my workshop. I'm making 5 grand a month about the with the things that you made fun of with me about, bucko.
Oh man, the
That's
real karma would be if one of them was the delivery guy dropping the
right.
stuff off.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I love it. Okay, so what about, so you just said somebody, they were asking if you had a fake limb. So maybe even somebody who's got a disability, somebody that's in a wheelchair, like
Absolutely.
somebody like that could totally, oh my gosh. Like, I mean, I can imagine. So, my dad who passed away not too long ago, he was in a wheelchair for the last, many years of his life and was, kind of stuck to inside the house, stuck in a chair a lot.
Yeah.
And this would have been a way for him to actually be able to, I mean, assuming he wanted to do that and he'd be the right demographic, but it was so hard for him to, he battled like, man, I don't feel like I'm contributing to my wife very much. Like, so he would help us out with our business. I'd pay him to do things. And that gave him a lot of, self-worth and he felt valuable
Yeah.
to mom. This is somebody like that could definitely take advantage of something like this. If they're comfortable in front of the
Oh,
camera.
absolutely. I mean, anything different about you, you can niche that. I mean, it's an amazing way to just make use of what God gave you.
Do you feel like somebody who's like even got somebody with cerebral palsy that can talk well enough to be on camera, like somebody like that might even be unique enough that they'd be like, that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've got it's hard to tell with the glare. Now I got a big scar on my head. From an accident, and I mean, it's stuff like that they'll ask for sometimes. Like, do you have any scars? Do you have any? I've had them ask me about, bullet wounds, things like that. And it's amazing. I mean, there are so many products and companies out there. They're looking for so many very specific things.
Have you ever had, do you know anybody personally that you thought, oh, this person would be good at this because of this reason, and talk them into
Yeah.
or thought about talking them into doing this on their own?
I have tried. I've tried to. And the worst thing is, I think I'm talking to the wrong people. I'm talking to people that have the employee mindset, like a W-2 mindset. They can't fathom a life where they could do something other than go to a 9-to-5 job. And I need to talk to people that are just looking for something fresh to do. Or maybe I need to just start looking for people that look a little weird like me.
That's amazing. Do you think you could turn, I know, so you're creating this, you got this workshop. Do you feel like it could be almost like a talent agency where you see somebody out on the street and you hand them a business card, and
Yeah, absolutely. And for a brief time, I actually hired a female model to do videos. I'd gotten so many requests for couple videos, and so that didn't really work out for different reasons. But I mean, if you wanted to hire people, if you wanted to, like, if they're asking for two people to do certain things, I mean, just search out people and say, hey, I'll pay you $50 for an hour, and anytime I paid her, I charged the client, I charged my client double what I was paying her.
So you could create listings for people. Like if I was interested in doing this, but for some reason I'm just scared of the tech side of it and posting a listing. Is there an arrangement to
Yeah.
where you and I just work together and you do it for me? You both do the listing for me. You talk to the brand owner for me, and I'm just essentially
Yeah,
working
it's
for you.
definitely doable. to be perfectly honest with you, until you mentioned it, I've just not really thought about it. I've always just went from the avenue of telling people, hey, you should try this because you've got a certain look, or you've got a certain location. Like,
yeah,
you know, you own a coffee shop, you could advertise videos from your coffee shop.
Interesting.
Like my dad owns a construction company, and I used to advertise that when I lived in that area. Okay. And I would shoot videos in his workshop. You know, they would want me to pose with tools and stuff like that.
So if you have a unique look, or you're normal, or you have a maybe unique fun location you have access to, those are some things to think about. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I live in a rural area, but there's a very small town, like a no red light kind of town. And it's close enough by that I advertise small town kind of stuff.
Okay.
Like Main Street. I'll go shoot Main Street stuff. And anytime I leave the house for these videos, it's an upcharge. Because my ideal client is
awesome.
$150 front yard
right
or in my
outside
office.
The front yard. This is so cool. I love this.
Yeah. Oh, here, let me tell you a neat story.
Yeah, please.
We're converting one of our old barns to a hip campsite.
Okay.
And yet another side hustle, right? And so I did some videos for this guy. They didn't even send me product. They just wanted me to pose in my barn talking about how, oh, I don't have electricity. I need these solar lights, and they're selling solar lights. And so then they came back, said, do some more videos, but in the other barn. And so I said, you know, I'm doing this hip campsite. Why don't you send me some solar lights? And I'll just shoot a bunch of B-roll of me installing them, me using them. They sent me $900 worth of solar lights. I just installed on Saturday. And all I did was shoot B-roll stuff. Like I set up the camera and here I am screwing these brackets into the wall. And so, you know, $900 worth of lights and they didn't even specify what I had to send back. I'm just sending B-roll.
Wow.
Yeah. You know? And I'm also sending, I'm going to redo the videos though on my own YouTube for the hip campsite. So, you know, multiple streams.
Do you feel like your business will ever get, or would you ever be interested even in having a VA potentially reach out to companies? Like people are coming to you, you're not having to do anything. You just have a listing up and you're getting gigs. But what about actually reaching out to companies maybe that are like, I really love doing these types of videos, or I love these types of products. Let's find those companies and see if they're interested in hiring me.
Yeah. I had my wife doing that for a while.
Okay.
My in-house VA.
Yeah.
And Public Square. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Public Square. It's the Christian marketplace.
Yes.
Or Christian and conservative. I was actually going through there because they're all small companies. And they all, I mean, a lot of them want people that look kind of like me.
Yeah.
And so I haven't gotten a lot of response on that. Probably just the... I'm not reaching the gatekeeper or getting through the gatekeeper, and the wording in my email is probably not the best.
Yeah.
But I have started a campaign of trying to do that, reaching out to those companies and saying, hey, here's a link to my reel, some videos I've done. And I even send them some of the more conservative ones I've done.
Very cool.
And so it's like, you need me to do your videos for your soap or your tactical gear or whatever.
That's so good. Wow. I love it. Well, tell us about your workshop, what people are going to learn, when it starts, and how they can get started.
Yeah. So Tuesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So Tuesday, March 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to do a workshop, and I'm going to have a presentation. We're going to go over all this, plus a lot more about how to upsell and things like that. Uh-huh. And it's going to be recorded, and so that way I can send them the replay and everything.
Yep.
And here's the thing is I'm going to use that. I'm going to use the people that sign up as guinea pigs to build a course out of this.
Okay.
And since they're signing up for the seminar and paying a few bucks for it, I'm going to send them the course when it's done as part of their cost.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I figure it may go an hour, a couple hours. I'm going to do my presentation, answer all the questions.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll do it on Zoom, and that way we can all see each other, and you know, they can see exactly what I look like, and I can see them, and we can even talk about niches and stuff.
Love it.
It's going to be fun.
Tuesday, March 12th, 7 p.m. Where do they go to sign up for that?
UGCVideoWorks.com.
UGCVideoWorks.com.
Yeah, and it's going to be $49. $49. And like I say, though, the $99 course I'm building out later.
Uh-huh.
As soon as the course is done, I'm going to send them access to the course.
Love it.
For helping me, with questions. Because I want to see what questions they come up with. The course is going to be based on their interest and their curiosity.
Yes. That's so cool. Okay, cool. Anything else?
No, I think we've covered most everything. Right. I mean, we'd have to get straight into the seminar if we go to more. Right. But, I mean, there's so many ways you can upsell the stuff. I've probably told you a dozen already. But you just get started easy and start learning your fit and the kind of customers that are going to come to you. And then it just, I mean, it starts rolling
like
in. I've probably
got easy for somebody to try. Like that seems like it seems interesting. Let's try it. And it there's not. I mean, literally the time and effort is just like creating the listing. Mm-hmm. And if you get some product and you decide not to pursue it after that, that's fine. But it sounds like something very easy for somebody to test out.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of what I'm going to do in the course, the seminar, it's not really where I can do it that way. But in the course, my templates, like for my gigs and stuff, the emails I send back to customers, a lot of it's automated, like my responses. Uh-huh. All that's going to be in the course where people can just copy and paste. I mean,
love it.
I want to make it as easy as possible to create as much competition for me as possible.
Right. How much of this can be outsourced to a VA?
Quite a bit. Everything but the filming.
Okay.
I mean, and I've got a VA that I actually got from you. And you know how it is. Once you get through the getting to know each other process, you can turn them loose. I mean, my VA does so many things without me now because she knows me so well.
Yeah. This is so awesome. I love it. Man, I love how it's an accidental side hustle turned accidentally into a serious business.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun.
A month, that's serious. That's serious money for most business owners.
Yeah, I mean that's a full time income for a lot of people.
Wow, I love it.
Yep,
so cool. Congratulations. So guys, go to the workshop, ggcvideoworks.com. Sign up there Tuesday, March 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, man. I'm so fun talking to you. I couldn't wait. And when you told me about what you were doing, I couldn't wait to get you on. So thanks for doing this.
Yeah, as soon as we're done, I'm going to go outside. It's a nice sunny day, and I've got some sunny day videos I need to film.
Wow. How many more how many do you have to do today?
Oh, I've probably got about 5 more on the docket. And I mean, in no hurry either, though. If I decide I want to take a long lunch, I can push them off to another day and still hit the deadline.
That's incredible. I love it. Fun. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye, everyone. See you next week.